Good evening. Thank you for calling CNR Service Solution. My name is Donna. How may I help you?
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I was calling in regards to a service that I've yet to receive, and of course, you guys, because the American Home Shield said that it's on the ball's back in your court, and basically, I'm the victim here of, I don't know, of a scam or, you know, I need some help here. So I have a microwave that was deemed, total loss. So American Home Shield approved to get a new one. And then they said they were going to send it to you guys, and then you guys are supposed to come out and deliver it and install it. Well, this let me just backtrack you a little bit. This whole request actually started back in May. We're already in October, okay? I'm at the point where I'm looking at legal actions because I don't even know where to go anymore. I call American Home Shield, and they said, no, it's already been approved and it's already been sent out. You guys already received it, but you guys are not delivered it yet. So I don't know. And I call you guys, and you guys say, no, they need to do it over there. So I don't know. I'm tired of playing games.
Yes, sir, and I do understand. I'll be happy to assist you as much as I can. Now, I do know that we do the installation where you contact right now. We only handle the installation, not the delivery. Now, you may check in with American Home Shield to see.
Hold on. Time out. Now, I understand that. But if you go back and look at the web page, it shows there that work has already been completed, installed and completed. So how is that possible if I don't even have it yet?
Okay, so can I get the dispatch number so I can see if I can even pull it up?
Yeah, 240-32027.
All right, give me just a moment.
Throw that away. Come on. Go. This way. Hey, this way.
Okay, and can I get your name and address?
Vincent Gonzalez. Address is 157 Abrego Lake, Floresville, Texas. Phone. Get over here. Hurry up.
Oh, let's see.
Hurry up.
Just one moment.
Hey. Cry, go time out. Yeah, stop crying. Come here. Thank you.
Right, just one moment. So I'm getting it in here and I'm looking it over.
Where? Hey, listen. I tell you to move the food. If you don't move, I'm gonna sue you. You hear me? Okay.
Why are you funny?
Because I started to move to come along. And you didn't want to move. There was beef right there. So you need to listen. Yeah, throw it, throw it. Help me.
Okay, let's see.
Get to go potty?
Okay, so let me give you the technician's office phone number that you can also contact.
Hold on. Okay, let me, I gotta grab a pen now, hold on. So, okay, so I don't understand. So I have to call somebody else now?
I mean, you can. I'm gonna send an email over. We have sent them an email, and they will be responding to you as soon as, and they're trying to confirm about the, because the American Home Shield usually will let them know when it gets delivered so that the installation can get, make sure that it is scheduled at the appropriate time. And so...
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. Is so, okay, so who do I need to find out about the delivery, though? That's what I'm getting at. It's because I'm
American Home Shield, because I don't know who they assigned it to deliver. Because you're calling the installation area.
Because they said that it's already been delivered to you guys.
No, sir. We don't deliver. We just do the install.
I understand that, man. Okay, the problem that I'm getting at right here is that there is so many people involved. But nobody's doing anything about anything, is where I'm getting at. What I like to know is who I call American Home Shield, and it's like a long wait. Okay? I mean, in all reality, I mean, I feel like it's a big scam between all of y'all. Because, I mean, there's a service, there's an work order, but if you look and you log into the American Home Shield from my end, from right here, it says that the work product has been delivered and it's a status complete.
Okay, well, you're looking at their end, but you're not looking at all.
Okay, well, hold on a second. What I'm saying is, I called American Home Shield, and I was like, hey, I don't have my microwave here. You know, and I said, but yet it's overstanding. It's a, well, if it's our intros that started being completed, so you have to contact these people, because they're the ones who installed it. I'm like, but they never even showed up over here. So I don't understand why. You guys
didn't
make me do all the work. Instead of making me do all the work, I'm the one who's been waiting since May. You guys contact them and say, how come y'all guys are saying that we already
installed it when we haven't done a damn thing.
Okay, but we didn't tell them that we've installed it.
What I'm going to do when I file my fraudulent, I'm almost speaking loud because you keep interrupting. So what I'm going to do is when I file fraudulently, I'm going to go after you guys because they're saying that you guys are the ones who did it. So you guys are the ones who are being fraud. So, I mean, I think if I was in your position, I would say, you know what, sir, time out. Let me call American Home Shield and find out why they're saying this. But see, instead, just like the American Home Shield, you guys, you don't contact them. Contact them. Yeah, pushing off the buck. But, you know, keep passing the buck around. Meanwhile, here, June, July, August, September, October, five, almost 6 months later, I still don't have a damn thing. And now you're saying, well, all we do is just install. Yeah, but they're blaming you guys because the install supposedly is already being completed.
Okay. Yes, sir, and I understand that.
If you can't do anything else at this point, then what I'd like to do is speak to your supervisors. Or like to speak to someone who can make a difference for me right now. That's
okay,
what I want. Someone who's going to make a fucking difference for me right now.
Okay, so just calm.
Being passed around like a fucking piece of shit.
Okay, sir, for one, please don't cuss, and I will try to help you. I am, but I only can do
no,
so. We
me.
Can only
you're
do
doing
so
what
much.
What everybody else is doing and passing a phone number around. I don't want to contact anybody else. I want you to do something on your end because you're part of the equation here. And if you don't like me yelling at you, then give me your damn supervisor.
Okay, so just one moment. Okay, so I will reach out to the technician's office for you and see what I can do and have them get in contact with you concerning the microwave, okay? And let them explain to you if they have the microwave, okay?
Okay, how is that?
I was in the processing.
Right now. Okay.
Okay.
So
because that's
you're asking me to be on hold so you can make that happen right now, so I can have a definite answer right now.
I can't say I can get you a definite answer right now. I'm doing the very best that I can to see what I can locate and find out.
Again, I'm understandable to the point of the fact that you're limited to the things that you can do and you're in right now. But what I'm asking you to do is to respect. What I'm asking is that I cannot get off the phone right now until I speak to someone who has the ability with the power to say, I'm going to make sure that I have something for you right now, Mr. Gonzalez. Because it's unheard of to go 6 months.
Yes, sir, and I do have sympathy for you.
No, I don't need sympathy. I need my damn microwave. You know,
I understand that.
No, if you understood that, then we would already be doing something about it right now.
Okay, one moment, sir.
I understand. What I want is, and I want a definite answer right now. I want to know, if they have my microwave, they deliver. I mean, again, and you understand why I'm pissed off is because I look at the website, and that's exactly what it says. Delivered and completed. Like, how is that possible?
One moment, sir. I'm getting you some assistance. Just 1 second. I'm getting you your information so they can look it up. Just one moment. Okay, so I'm going to get you transferred now. Just one moment, okay? And I do thank you for speaking with me at CNR Service Solution. One second.